Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, now Keith Olbermann and Wesley Clark on national television are talking about the White House ordering the murder of Pat Tillman. I don't think we've ever been closer to the government staging a terror attack. Criminals that run it to smokescreen everything. We'll talk more about this for the next 30 minutes. Then we got Jerome Corsi joining us for a full hour with huge new developments in the North American Union that have been coming out in the last few days as they prepare for the big meeting in Canada, where anyone, period, for 18 miles, 25 kilometers, isn't even allowed into a major city, large town, hundreds of thousands. You just, everyone's checkpoints, no one's allowed in. If you can't show your business, no demonstration, no protest allowed. And then meanwhile, Fox News yesterday attacks this young lady, Jessica Wilson, from Houston 9/11 Truth, great lady, and says, okay, what's wrong with the North American Union in America? We need it. I actually have it on tape. But then they go on to say she's still a conspiracy theorist. It doesn't exist. They literally say it's good and we need it, but that she is evil and that it doesn't exist. Man, that is psych warfare right out of the gates of hell. And I mean, I'm getting to the point now. In fact, I think I forgot to upload that to the network. I didn't tell Aaron to. Did Aaron, can you, I don't know if he's done the report. Can you go to John's report? It's a clip of John Gibson's Fox radio show when they had her on, and they had some other trollop doing the show, and some other little pansy, and some other little sellout, soulless piece of garbage. And they get her on there. We might as well play that now because she's joining us in the last 30 minutes, last 20 minutes or so, and we can have her on to comment. But they edit the video because she comes up. Well, you know what? I'll talk about it when we get back from the break. Again, it isn't just about her or Fox. It's a case example of their lying and twisting. Because they take her politely asking the question about the CFR and then call her a crazy conspiracy theorist and play the noise of black helicopters and say it doesn't exist, basically. But then say it does and it's good. And then they edit together. They go, but she wasn't done. After he politely answered her question, then she did this. And they imply she just starts, they cut to her yelling and screaming. That's after two cops grab her, sandwich her, pressing their chest into hers, and with looks of enjoyment on their faces, by the way. We have this up on prisonplanet.com right now. And drag her out and then ask, what's wrong? We're just dragging you and sandwiching you between us. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Thomas, oh, don't get excited. And then she gets outside, and Thompson's leaving, and they don't even let her go over and ask more questions with reporters chasing after. Reporters chase after and ask questions. That's the way it used to be. But see, now they don't even need cops in the Rose Garden. A Chinese doctor, member of the press, during the press conference, brings up organ harvesting. And they begin just grabbing her face, just like the Night of the Living Dead, just hands just reach up and envelop her. No, no, we're slaves. Don't ask them that. We don't want to hear. We want to be scum. We want to be slaves in the land of the cowardly, decadent idiot. Again, you've ruined our country, a land peopled with pot-bellied, slack-jawed, beaver-eyed scum. Just rats everywhere. Little greedy, backstabbing, wicked, self-centered scum everywhere. And then you see good people like shining lights on a mountain, and you just run at us like a pack of drooling zombies. All right, I'm being a little mean there. I've had it. I'm everywhere I go, man. You can have a video camera out in Austin, and a cop will walk over and go, turn that off. Well, no, I'm here videotaping. I said. Unless they know who I am, or they're nice cops. But the point is, there's always a bad one. And it's even worse in New York to be humiliated, to be treated like scum. And then the illegal aliens don't even have to have driver's license, and they let them go on DWIs. But I don't even have my basic Bill of Rights. And you do this to a young woman?
It's cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know that you can do a solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Jerome Corsi in 20 minutes. Dr. Corsi in about 22-23 minutes for another report of all these new North American Union developments. Then in the last 30 minutes of the show, I'm going to play that Fox News clip where they're savagely attacking Jessica Wilson, who founded Houston 9/11 Truth, for going out and just asking serious questions of the fake conservative Fred Thompson, and then the whole media spin that surrounded that. We're going to be documenting that with her coming up later. There is a big report up on JonesReport.com that needs to get out to everybody. Colbert hopes to join Illuminati World Depopulation Plan. References warning by Forbes writer Benjamin Fulford to halt genocide by race-specific bioweapons. I have comments on this. We're going to play this clip coming up in just a few minutes. Before I do that, we have a new sponsor. You've heard them on the network. I've got friends and neighbors that have gotten it. I'm one of these people that likes to turn the AC down to about 65, but my wife doesn't like it. And so what I tend to do is just sleep on top of the sheets, and she sleeps under them. Well, I tell you what everybody I know is doing, and I just got it, and I'm going to try it. But everybody I know says it works really great. I've been so busy, I've had it for about a month and haven't tried it yet. But I'm told they're just amazing. It just hooks into your bed, and it shoots air underneath the covers. And it's just sweeping the country. It's very, very popular. A lot of folks in Austin have it. It's the bed fan. And you really need to visit their website, ladies and gentlemen, at bedfan.com. You can't. It's from Tompkins Research. It's really inexpensive, by the way, bedfan.com. And it's just designed a little fan that just sets into the side of your bed. You don't even see it. and it's amazing. Bedfan.com, or give them a call at 210-632-8280. Go check it out at bedfan.com, 210-632-8280. Night sweats due to menopause, medical conditions, or medications. Actually, for any reason, the Bedfan will stop all night sweats, guaranteed. And it's just very, very interesting. You can get as much as 25 monthly savings by lowering how high you turn the thermostat up at night, you know, how cold you have the AC. Like I said, you can also set it for one side of the bed if your spouse likes to swelter in heat. This is something I absolutely hate, and I intend to use it. And it goes on to say, pays for itself by saving on your electric bill, works instantly, no tools or assembly required. The Bedfan, 210-632-8280, or bedfan.com. And remember, our sponsors not only have great products, they also make this broadcast possible. Speaking of sponsors, no one is a bigger sponsor than our own books and videos. And not just the films I've made, or the book I wrote, or the book we carry, but all the other videos that people have produced, like America, Freedom to Fascism. You get the high-quality original, actually, from Aaron Russo. So that goes to support him when you buy from us, not all the bootlegs that are out there. Also, you know, Loose Change, Second Edition, so you actually support the boys, the young men that have made this film, Riddles and Stone. We have them all discounted. Take Jerome Corsi's book, The Late Great USA. The merger of the U.S. with Mexico and Canada. 1995. I've heard it sold by other talk shows for $28. It's $26 in stores. Big, beautiful, you know, with diagrams and documents. Hardcover book. Very handsome gift for those that still read. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for a friend or neighbor. Or buy one and read it and then give it away. But this is a great reference book to have. That's available for $19.95 at InfoWars.com. $6 off the retail price. And by the way, it's sold out a lot of places. Well, we have it available for you, and you need to get it today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get your copy right now, ladies and gentlemen. And get Terror Storm Final Edition, Special Edition, 17 minutes of powerful new footage on the BBC reporting Building 7 and falling before it. Fell, media scripting, caught red-handed, the legendary, it was just great, historic, thousands of people out protesting at Ground Zero on 9/11. That's another 3 or 4 minutes of the 17 minutes. I mean, it is just, and we re-edited, remastered the whole film. 17 minutes is entirely brand new. The rest of it's had new audio added, new video added, mixed better. It was mixed good before, but we were in a rush. It's just, it's a totally different film in many ways. And there were two little mistakes in the film. We're not perfect. Last person I heard of that was perfect was Jesus Christ. and he really wasn't a man, but he was a man at the same time. The point is that there were two mistakes in the film. Those have been fixed. And so it is really a powerful film. It got critiqued by millions, so we did find two little mistakes. Or one was a mistake. One could be interpreted wrong, to be lawyerly. So the point is you need the new Terror Storm at InfoWars.com. Or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, let me go ahead and get into the Colbert Report. Everything he does is with extreme satire. And so, it's whatever he's saying, he means the opposite of what he's saying, and he's admitted to this. Like, he loves secret arrests, he loves FEMA camps, he thinks the war isn't going down like the Titanic, it's going up like the Hindenburg. And overall, I think this is a positive piece. I know some of the people that work for Colbert that contacted me many times. Not many, 3 or 4 times. I know people that work for Stewart. I know that they follow a lot of our work because I've talked to them. I've had them also. I never approached them. A few times I was approached twice about going on Colbert, and then it got shot down by higher-ups. And I was approached 3 times about going. In fact, once they said, you live in New York, don't you? Come by today to The Daily Show. And I said, no, I'm in Texas. And they said, you can't get on a plane. No, it's in 4 hours. Oh, sorry. I'm a big fan, and I'm the, you know, such producer, but I could sneak you on kind of right now. And, you know, but I don't want to get off into all the back stuff. The point is, I know that they're pretty good guys over there. Even though I've criticized, they make a joke out of serious things. Well, what are they supposed to do? It's a comedy channel. That's why the kind of the elite allows it, though. And he, Colbert started talking about the Forbes writer who quit over the fact Benjamin Fulford. You've all been calling in for weeks asking what I think of it. I've had time now to listen to most of both the interviews. And I have to say this, he sounds like he believes what he's saying. That there's this, you know, global secret society of Asians. Well, we know there's that. Based out of really Japan, from my intel. He says China. But we know the two are connected. And that they're aware of the Illuminati plan to depopulate Asia and that operations have already been ongoing. Well, that's been mainstream news, too. I mean, I can confirm all that outside of Benjamin Fulford. So that adds to credibility. But the point is the Chinese leadership and the Japanese leadership are New World Order all the way. They've signed on to UN eugenics. They've gotten the awards for it. And so is there a mid-level society that's infiltrated the higher levels that is against it? Sure, there's always camps. Does this go to the top? Not from what I've got. It's just that isn't the action. That isn't what we've seen from Japan and China. Japan is some of the biggest pushers of eugenics ever. I mean, you talk about being, you know, into their group. I'm not knocking that, you know, be into your tribe, whatever, cool. That's normal and natural. But the point is when it goes to the extreme of eugenics, it's bad. And a lot of what he says checks out. Is he being set up to try to discredit the whole thing? Or I've seen this before where con artists will approach people and claim, I got $20 billion in a bank and I'm the such and such ambassador and just do this but send me money and then we'll be able to get it out. And, you know, I've seen those things before and it fools reporters and folks that get taken for a ride. I've seen just a lot of cases of stuff like this. And, you know, where people calling up, no, it is true. I sent them $5,000, and the Nigerians are about to give me $14 million. I talked to them in Nigeria. It's real. No. I've won the lottery. I'm getting the $14 million. You know, they won't listen. So con artists are out there, too. And, you know, you see a lot of examples of this. So that's why I don't, but I mean, we should cover it. We should look at it because he is a respected writer from Forbes who did quit over this. He wasn't fired. And he's written expert articles I've read on globalism and the New World Order for Forbes that they let him publish. That's a little suspicious there, too. So I'm kind of trying to gauge all this. Frankly, I don't know. People always want me to say, I know everything. I don't. As time comes out, we tend to learn everything. But that's in hindsight. Things have to flesh out. They have to. Let's say this. I got alarm bells ringing. But there's so many alarms going off, I really can't differentiate. I think the guy thinks he's credible. I think he has been approached. I think the question is by who. But now to have Colbert talking about it is a big deal. When we get back from break, we're going to play this because this means it has hit supernova status in the media when they only talk about iconic things. And I believe that he rarely does obscure things on his show, that Colbert is trying to give this attention. Because the elite do want to go. They got a green light right now to go, with global bioplagues to wipe out certain derivations, certain varieties of Homo sapiens sapiens. And if you've got any Native American in you, this stuff will attack you as well. And I never run around bragging about it and like I'm the holy messiah, but, you know, my dad's got Native American, quite a bit of Native American on both sides of his family. It is not visible in me because my mama's a German on both sides, Alsatian in German, because it's French, German, and German. But my grandfather had the quite handsome, you know, Comanche looks and Cherokee looks, you know, 6'4", dark jet black raven hair, olive skin, and then piercing blue eyes. Not to say the ladies liked him, but I wish I'd have got those looks. I mean, I got good looks, but not people like that's looks. The point is, I don't run around that I'm the holier than now, but, that bioweapons get released. A lot of us that have any Native American, and this has come out in reports from Israel and South Africa and also with the Japanese looking at it. If you target Arabs, they are a hybrid between Anglo and Asian. In a lot of areas like Egypt, there's also a lot of Negro mixed in. Don't email me saying that's a racist term, folks. That's the scientific name. Anglo, Negro, Asian. And so if they attack the Arabs with it, it's going to kill a bunch of Asians, and it'll kill what's left of Native Americans and Mexicans, Latin Americans. You're really Asian. No one ever told you, but that's what you are. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew?
government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get the f***ing die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
Welcome back. It's like Paris told you. Don't forget they gave us AIDS and raped us. That goes for all the black cops and FBI agents that sit there and serve this New World Order. Goes for the white cops, too. They're targeting you. I can't imagine how you can be black and just totally believe this government and go along with it. It's just unbelievable. So this report's up on JonesReport.com. Colbert hopes to join Illuminati World Depopulation Plan. References warning by former Forbes writer Benjamin Fulford to halt genocide by race-specific bioweapons. And then he makes jokes about it, but then we go through South Africa deployed race-specific bioweapons. We link to that. Then Israel got them. Dick Cheney mentions the use of race-specific bioweapons in the Project New American Century page 60 document. We put a link to that. Henry Kissinger endorsed the planks of the 1944 Royal Commission on Population. Link to that. Then a link to the 1974 National Security Memorandum 200. Then we have links to Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Prince Philip, Bertrand Russell. We have links to all of it. So what happens is folks go read this because it's about Colbert. Then they find out, hey, this isn't a joke. See, we take his joke, which is meant to get you to look, and then you get to go see the facts. Go ahead and play Colbert. This is Colbert from a couple nights ago.
Benjamin Fulford, who quit his job at Forbes after they refused to run a piece he wrote. Now Fulford is accusing the Illuminati, the secret society that controls the world, of planning to depopulate the Earth. Now, normally I would ignore this kind of raving from an obscure hack, but there is one reason I want to talk about it. The possibility that the Illuminati might let me join. Masters of the temple, please let me in. I tried every crazy handshake I can think of when I met President Bush. You would not believe what I'm doing with my fingers here. And I've got some great ideas about depopulating the earth. There has never been a better time to put me in charge of the destiny of mankind. I will await your answer every night for the next month in the exact center of the Brooklyn Bridge, whose cables, by the way, are in the same geometric ratio as the size of the Pyramid of Giza. Hey, I see patterns where none exist. Until then, is this it? Evige Blumenkraft!
So there you have it. And, of course, you didn't know the guy that built the Brooklyn Bridge was a big Mason, a big globalist, and actually did have a lot of designs that went into it. So, see, there's the big, another big joke about it. We had that big professor on from Canada a few years ago. Now his book is out about all the occultic stuff, how Aleister Crowley's designs were used in after the turn of the last century to build the new parliament in Canada. And I've been to it, man. The whole thing's got devils and demons and pentagrams all over it. Well, you've seen that. I've put it out on the web on PrisonPlanet.tv and our occult piece we put out on occult symbolism and architecture. We show it in Austin. We show it in England. We show it in D.C. We show it in Canada. Kind of stuff we post for PrisonPlanet.tv members. By the way, get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership, folks. Use it. Burn those reports onto disk. They're getting higher and higher res. I mean, they just look great. You ought to see the flash formats, super high res, medium res, we put up for you to download and burn to disk. It's even easier with the Windows and the Real Player to download those. Also in the QuickTime and burn them to disk. And the quality is just getting better and better. PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm just plugging that because it is such a point of resistance. It is an armory. It is a command base of the InfoWar. It is there waiting for you to use it. Dr. Jerome Corsi is scheduled to be up next with us. Don't forget, big report on PrisonPlanet.com. Pat Tillman murdered. The facts are in. And you know who he was murdered by? In the words of Keith Urban and Wesley Clark, the stuff goes all the way to the top.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, folks. This is the real deal. This is the real Fight Club. This is the fight for humanity, the fight for sovereignty, a fight against the globalist and the internationalist. A fight until the end. Mortal combat. Well, I'll tell you, folks, it is on the New York Times bestseller list and rising towards number one. It is the late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. We've got it here, ladies and gentlemen, for you, discounted for $19.95, and I want you to buy 3, 4, 5, 10 copies. Because then you will have a treatise with the documents in a hardcover, beautifully bound, well-written book by Dr. Jerome Corsi, Ph.D., that you can say, hey, you listen to all these neocons, Limbaugh saying it doesn't exist, all these people. You go ahead and you take this. By the way, this is put out by Joseph Farah, the guy that really wrote Limbaugh's books. He's the ghostwriter. It says that in the book. So, oh, here's Limbaugh's writer's publisher with Jerome Corsi, a real conservative. This is the guy that went after Kerry and shot him down. Oh, here he is saying they're traitors. Here, you take this from Dr. Corsi. Because there is, I have Fox News again yesterday saying there's no such thing as a North American Union, but it's a good idea. And see, that's what the liberals and conservatives and the establishment do. So I just hope you get this book at Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen, or in bookstores around the country if you so wish, but you get a discount on Infowars.com. Dr. Corsi, thank you for joining us again. I know I'm having you on every week right now because so much is happening with the SPP, both against and for. You have helped with the listeners of this show and many others across America, but you really at the center of this, taking the leadership position and stepping up to the plate here. That's what we need. We've got legislation in Congress that's starting to block some of this. They're not listening to the hoax that it doesn't exist. So much is happening, so we are just really honored to have you.
Oh, well, Alex, it's a great honor for me to be on your show, so thank you. You're fighting the fight, and I'm thrilled to be with you.
What are the neocons doing? It seems like they're now starting to panic that mainline, traditional, respected conservatives like yourself actually have researched them and are now exposing them. I don't think they can stand much longer. I mean, it's one thing to have some mindless liberal attacking them on mindless non-issues, but to be attacked by real conservatives, what are they going to do?
Well, I think it's putting a great deal of stress on the administration and on the Security and Prosperity Partnership. I'm finding with the level of documentation that's in this book, and I think one of the reasons it is rising in the charts is that when people see it's a 235-page book, I wrote it to be easy to read, but 30 pages of it fully are footnotes. And you can see, go look at the footnotes yourself, they are all right there, exactly, mostly government documents. I wanted people to be able to, with their own eyes, see the evidence. It's just like the articles I've been writing in WorldNet Daily and Human Events Online, especially. I've gone back to being a staff writer of WorldNet Daily, and we've archived all my articles. So, Alex, they're free up there. The book has them in one place. You can click on the links in the articles. I'm continuing to write articles almost every day now. And I'm planning to go up to Canada on August 20th and 21st, to be in Ottawa.
And you're going to be reporting for us there.
Yes, I'm going to call into your show every day I'm up there. And I'm even going to try to get into Austin and be with you in studio before then.
Absolutely. And, please come down, yes.
Because I have to be in Texas. I'm going to arrange that trip. But I'd love to be in studio with you and actually sit down and talk through some of these issues before I go up to Ottawa. Because this is going to be a huge meeting. This is the third summit meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And they've declared a 25-kilometer security perimeter around Montebello, Quebec, near Ottawa, where the meeting is going to be held. And the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are going to be actively involved, the Sûreté, the Quebec, the state police. And I've been getting research reports from people saying the U.S. Army is going to be up there, and I'm going to look for that to see if I can document it.
Dr. Corsi, it's not that they're just having a secret meeting that's now been exposed. It's not just the security perimeter. It's all of that combined that here they are engaging in treason while denying they're doing it when we have the FOIA documents that you and others helped get at Judicial Watch. When you add it all together, it is a perfect picture of rogue government.
Well, it is. I mean, Alex, look, I published on page 81 of the book, I've got the organizational chart of these working groups. And you can see them described on SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, sampeterpaul.gov. It's a .gov, it's a Department of Commerce website. And the little boxes, the North American Transportation Working Group, the North American Energy Working Group, the North American Environment Working Group, they report to cabinet-level officers. In the U.S., they come up to Secretary of State Rice. She's at the center.
Well, I want to go over that makeup of the power structure and how they're already merging the bureaucracies, but let's get into the latest articles you've done here. Can you break that down for people? Because you're right on top of this issue. We now see Congress moving to try to pass laws blocking NAFTA highways. We see talk of blocking any SPP funding. Can you tell us about those developments?
Yes, this was the just yesterday I reported, in fact, I think it's still the top article, one of the top articles in WorldNet Daily, there are motions now being submitted. Duncan Hunter submitted a motion yesterday to the transportation bill that would effectively block the expenditure of any money that would effectively let the working groups engage in NAFTA superhighway work. It was one of the first times I'd ever seen a memo, really an amendment, submitted and structured to the Transportation Appropriations Bill, H.R. 3074, Duncan Hunter. And the language that Hunter used in proposing this amendment, it passed. It passed 362-63. Then the House approved the Transportation Act, which is H.R. 3074. Hunter's amendment passed 362-63.
Wow.
And the appropriations bill passed 268-153.
Now, you've read the legislation. Is this a major victory?
It's a major victory because if this goes through the Senate, and the Senate's going to have to keep this in, I'm sure there'll be an attempt to strike it out, but then they can be fought over in conference. It's the first time that anyone, and Congressman Hunter is running for president of the Republican side. This, again, has to tremendously upset the Republican National Committee to get this level of determination to fight the NAFTA superhighway.
Now, that's certainly a feather in his cap.
It sure is. And, especially when you still have Tony Snow and Fox News and everybody else denying that these things exist. I think that the Hunter amendment is going to, and at the same time, Hunter also joined with Ted Poe, a congressman from Texas, and Tom Tancredo from Colorado. They put an amendment into the Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Act, another appropriations bill going through the House, and this one would block the Bureau of Prisons from spending any more money to imprison Ramos and Compion, the two Border Patrol agents that are serving 11 and 12-year prison sentences.
And being brutally attacked and...
Brutally attacked. Ramos has been brutally beaten up, kept for now 7 months in solitary confinement. And what they did was shoot after a drug smuggler who was smuggling more than 750 pounds across the border with Mexico.
And who had already physically been in a fight with him and it looked like was pulling a gun.
Yes, exactly. And, I've also been able now, we've gotten, and I wrote about it as well, that there is Congressman Rohrabacher's office released, and there's going to be hearings on Tuesday. I'm going to be in Washington for Congressman Rohrabacher's hearings on Ramos and Compion because it's clear now that Davila, the drug smuggler, had been given border pass cards. He'd been given a total of six of them, including border pass cards for like 5 or 6 months after he brought a second load of drugs into the United States while on immunity. They kept issuing him border pass cards. He had one for nearly a month after the trial ended. These kinds of favors to a drug smuggler to get his testimony.
Well, that's one of the scariest things about these confidential federal informants, and now they're going to hire, it's not 1,500, it's 10,000 domestic spies to fight terror and crime. Can you imagine Stasi that we're now going to have domestically, and it'll be people like this? And literally, once you're a Stasi, folks, you're always above the law because you're an informant, so they protect you. Just digressing into that for a moment, did you see ABC News yesterday announcing they're going to have domestic Stasi?
No, I didn't see that. I'll have to hunt that up on the internet. But this is coming so fast and furious. I also got a hold of another Freedom of Information Act request in Canada of another document that had been kept secret by the three governments. It was a summary of this February 23rd meeting where Secretary of State Rice met with her counterparts, the Canadian Foreign Minister Peter McKay and Mexican Foreign Minister Patricia Espinoza.
They had a secret meeting, and then they had a public news conference. But even in the news conference, she said, "We are one country, we are one group." She couldn't keep her mouth shut.
Exactly. And what this shows is, what this government document unearthed in Canada shows, is that this North American Competitiveness Council, which is a official group put together by the Department of Commerce under the Security and Prosperity Partnership, is basically ruling the agenda for the upcoming SPP third summit in Ottawa, scheduled for August 20th and 21st. And what that means is they're setting a business agenda. The multinational corporations, 10 from each of the three countries that are on this council, are saying, here's what we want done. They're giving orders to the government, basically, to create a you know, North American market now with the rules and regulations set in place.
You know, Mussolini said that fascism would grow into corporatism, and that's what this is. This is even worse than fascism. Actual monopoly capitalism controlled through a fascist apparatus.
Yes, and these businesses act to the governments as saying, look, we're profitable. You governments are all broke. So we're going to set the agenda, and you, the governments, are going to make the rules what we want them to be. That's what this North American...
But they use government to force hand over the roads so they can put taxes on it. They're not free market.
Exactly, not free market at all, Alex, because they don't... You know, today I'm watching Secretary Paulson and Gutierrez in this little kind of private meeting with CNBC trying to calm market fears. It's clear again that Paulson is happy to set the scale in an uneven fashion with China benefiting. Because, you know, China, this is not free trade. China is happy to use these NAFTA superhighways to bring its containers into the United States.
Well, that's my question for you, is the economy, it's literally like sitting on a pile of dynamite with a torch in your hand with sparks dripping down. I mean, this housing market's down 22% now in the last 6 months. Half of that drop just in the month of June. They're always a month behind on these numbers. They're saying the month of July, when it comes out, it may be another 5% drop. I mean, as markets go, folks, that is plunging. The stock market's at 14,000, but it's really, with a devalued dollar, it's really not even at 7,000. And they're just going forward, and it looks like the Federal Reserve is going to cut back on money printing now. And if they kept printing, it would devalue things, but at least it would go on for a while. It looks like now they're starting to get ready to put the brakes on. Dr. Corsi, you know, you study international politics, is what your degree is in. I mean, what do you see happening here?
Well, I just have an article today on World Note Daily about the market plunge, the 311 points yesterday. And I've been predicting for a year that the stock market bubble is going to burst. I've even gotten, I published a Carlyle Group letter that I got a hold of, a January 31st Carlyle Group. And of course they're the Defense Department, very secretive group that invests in, you know, to the advantage of the Bush family.
It's a good old boy network, yeah.
It's a good old boy network. And I reported on this letter, because what this letter says is that basically, the cheap debt worldwide is going to collapse. It's not just real estate, but it's all this collateralized debt obligation structures and derivatives.
And it's not just the ARMs. It's not just the adjustable rate mortgages now. It's mainline mortgages.
And it's also beyond mortgages. It's the entire debt structure. Half of the volume on Wall Street today is done by hedge funds. The hedge funds get a little bit of assets, and they leverage them. They borrow up to 50 to 1. So they're using credit money, borrowed money, to make their best.
And we have a higher debt ratio than we had in the depth of the Depression, the previous record, November of 1933. How bad do you think it's going to be, or will it be what the CFR and others have called for publicly, a slow decline of the United States?
So I've been telling people to get out of the stock market as fast as they can, because the bubble's going to burst. Buried on page C5 of the Wall Street Journal today, you have to dig to find it. There are these two Bear Stearns hedge funds that have been dealing with collateralized mortgage obligations. Bear Stearns just took over the assets of one of them. It was a, they did not have the collateral, it's virtually worthless. It doesn't have the collateral to pay a $1.6 billion line of credit that Bear Stearns gave to it to keep it afloat. There's two of these funds. They're both worthless right now.
And the problem is they start chain reactions, because if the government bails it out, that shows there's an underlying crisis. Then confidence is lost.
And the government won't bail this out. You're going to see the massive failure of hedge funds, because what happens is when the market goes down or when interest rates rise and worldwide interest rates are increasing, these hedge funds who are so heavily leveraged get like margin calls. They have to put up more capital.
And if you're 500 to 1, there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing they can do. And so they don't have it. So eventually, like these two Bear Stearns funds, they go belly up. They, you know, funds that are billions and billions of dollars supposedly
in
value
are worthless. Exactly. Put it in layman's terms. And I'm not poo-pooing the audience's intelligence, but we literally have hundreds of thousands of new listeners every few days. They're tuned in, and they don't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni. They don't know. I mean, they believe Fox News that everything's fine and CNN. I mean, they believe that, you know, they've heard Dr. Corsi's evil. They heard, I mean, the government came out today and said the economy's growing the fastest ever, literally putting perfume not on a pig but on a latrine. I mean, put it in layman's terms.
Well, in layman's terms, what's happening is that, you know, a few of these multinational corporations are benefiting because they're getting their earnings over in China, and they don't mind stacking the deck against the United States because they're multinational. They get their earnings in China. Then the whole stock market has been buoyed up by cheap credit, by, you know, just like the housing market.
Leveraging mortgages.
Like, subprime, people who were not really qualified, got mortgages that when rates went up, they were going to lose. The same here. Investment firms in Wall Street, half of the volume by hedge funds. And a hedge fund is strictly an artificial investment group. It has no equity, no value except for the investments it makes. Highly leveraged. When that house of debt collapses, the stock market implodes, and that's what's happening yesterday and globalists, today.
And the globalists that have pre-positioned in Europe and China and the Arabs and everybody else get to come in at an even bigger fire sale. Stay there, Dr. Corsi. We'll get back into how this will affect the North American Union, and we're going to take calls for the next 30 minutes. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Another flashing chance.
Flashing chance and bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the torture of me singing along. About to go back to Dr. Corsi. Listen, if we can show people who's behind this and how the globalists are engineering this, they will probably try to bail it out or put the brakes on it. Right now, though, and Dr. Corsi, as usual, is right on target. I wish he wasn't. I wish we weren't. I mean, I've done the study. I've interviewed Nobel Prize winners on this. Joseph Stiglitz last year. No, it was this year. I've interviewed him twice now. Three times, actually. Once in person. But the point is, they are engineering a collapse by design to consolidate. We'll get Dr. Corsi's take on that. I mean, when I say he is correct, I haven't asked that question yet. He's correct about, from my research, that they're letting it implode. Well, letting it is doing it, because they could stop this, folks. It's all confidence, and it's just, I'm very upset because I'm not in the stock market, but everybody I know is, and we're all connected to this. If you don't think the economy going belly up in the stock market is not going to affect you, you got another thing coming, folks. This is going to hurt all of us. And I'm really upset about it. I mean, me and my wife are talking about it constantly. I'm stomping around, angry about it. They've taken this country and just basically destroyed it. I'm going to tell you about a sponsor, then we'll go back to Dr. Corsi and then start the next hour and take your calls. We got a great sponsor. It's Researched Herbs, hundreds of well-documented mainline herbs for nutritive and health effects. One of them is Live 52. And it is the world's best-selling liver support detox formula. It was introduced in 1955 and since then has been sold worldwide and is recognized by hundreds of thousands of health professionals as one of the most effective liver formulas in the world. They have the original Live 52. Endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, a herbal registered drug in 45 countries, 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, or researchterms.com, and get your bottle of Live 52. Everybody can certainly benefit from a healthier operating liver. It is one of the key organs in the body. Going back to Dr. Corsi in the few minutes we've got left before this hour ends, Dr. Corsi, you know, my statements and Joseph Stiglitz's statements and others about the global elite really engineering this as a consolidating, and he didn't just say it, he released the documents in 2002 where they plot this, but then I'm seeing mixed signals where the White House is trying to stir this up. Is the global elite hanging Bush out to dry? I now see them basically, and I don't like Bush, let's get this clear, but they're piling everything on him. Even the BBC is reporting now on his Nazi ties, which we've talked about for years. It seems like now it's open season. That's an even more dangerous sign, I think.
Well, it is. I mean, first of all, there is an engineering going on of what's going to be a dollar collapse and a stock market collapse. The stock market's going to collapse just like the real estate collapse. It's part of the push, I think, into a North American configuration and to a new currency, the Amero, is going to be the collapse of the dollar.
And they said that. They said, through a crisis, we're going to get this, little bastards.
Robert Pastor, in an interview, in Spanish interview, and I questioned him, he said it to me, too. He said that the next 9/11 is going to be the kind of crisis we may, it may have, end up advancing North American integration. If he's thinking that and already anticipating that, it scares me.
We're going to be back in 70 seconds, Doctor, to finish up your statement on that and then take phone calls for another 30 minutes. And then I'm going to try to twist his arm and be back on again next week because everything is fast and furious. I mean, just since he was on last week, he's written a bunch of articles, huge new developments, good, bad, and ugly. We'll be right back, 1-800-259-9231. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.